Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maritza and Alessia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Kingscliff Beach in New South Wales has been littered with debris after a vessel broke apart on Monday night. Authorities say they were concerned about the state of the vessel before it left Port Ballina early Monday. A call for help was made to the police by the skipper that night once he had made it to the shore and borrowed a phone. Authorities have stated that investigations are being made into the incident, and today they will attempt to salvage the boat.
A new study has found that childhood tooth decay has plummeted dramatically since water fluoridation was introduced, but experts are worried that despite the findings, more councils will move to no longer do so. In the last 12 months, the Gympie and Cook councils both voted to cease fluoridation, citing cost concerns and scientific doubts. Dental bodies and researchers are distraught at the growing angst against fluoride despite its proven safety and efficiency.
In national news, a power outage overnight knocked out Victoria's 000 computer-aided dispatch system for several hours, forcing operators to take emergency notes by hand. The outage began at the Burwood call center, affecting other call center software failures in Williams Landing and Ballarat. 000 Victoria said calls were still answered and backup measures were used until systems were restored. The ambulance union warned the dispatch system failure put patient care at risk, with the dispatchers unable to see available crews in real time. The Victorian government has launched an investigation into the cause of the outage.
New South Wales has recorded the most Indigenous deaths in custody in the state's history in a single year. New South Wales coroner released an open letter calling the record of Indigenous deaths in custody a profoundly distressing milestone. The coroner referred to the 18.9% rise in Aboriginal people in custody as entrenched overrepresentation and a, quote, systematic issue that compounds the risks and vulnerabilities contributing to the rising number of deaths in custody, end quote. Karen Illis, a Darug woman and social justice lawyer, pointed to the 1991 Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody with 339 recommendations. The Aboriginal Legal Service, New South Wales and ACT Chief Executive Officer Carly Warner told the ABC, quote, "This is a crisis and preventable tragedy that should deeply alarm everyone," end quote. There have been 602 Indigenous deaths in custody since the 1991 Royal Commission.
In international news, almost 130 people have been reported missing or dead following floods in Mexico's central region. Torrential rains flashed parts of the country last week following a tropical depression which triggered landslides and floods. The two tropical systems, Hurricane Priscilla and Tropical Storm Raymond, have since dissipated while 65 people remain missing. Five states across the region have affected, with a confirmed death toll reaching 64. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum stated the intense rain was not expected to be of this magnitude and that no warning could have been given. The government has deployed over 10,000 troops to assist the situation, with Ms. Sheinbaum stating it will be days before access is re-established to some places.
For your weather today, Brisbane is overcast, but the sun is starting to peek through. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 26, so this should be as hot as it gets today before a chance of a shower. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.